Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Felicity Bedford and welcome to Question of the Week. This time, we've been investigating Erica's query.
How do pheromones work in humans?
I spoke to Tristram Wyatt from Oxford University, who explained how we use our noses to sniff out our perfect partner.
Well, there's a lovely Swiss study from the 1990s where male students were asked to wear t-shirts for a couple of days, and then female students sniffed the t-shirts without the male student in them and rated them for attractiveness. And then the researchers tissue typed everybody involved, and they found something surprising.
What, that most people were picking the most hygienic male in the room?
Not at all. In fact, some of the smelliest t-shirts were attractive. But what made them attractive was not the smelliness or lack of smell. It was whether or not the man wearing the t-shirt had been immunologically different or the same as the woman who was sniffing. And what the researchers found is that the women found most attractive the t-shirts worn by men who would be terrible kidney donors. In other words, they're immunologically different, but would actually be very good fathers for their potential children.
Are these smells pheromones?
These smells are not pheromones because they're individually different. Pheromones are the smells that are given off in the same way by all males or all females. So they're chemical signals and they signify maleness. So it wouldn't give you much to choose between males. Some might have more than others, but a male with the most might not necessarily be the one who's most compatible with you on an individual basis.
Do humans have pheromones? I know that they're found across the animal kingdom.
Humans might have pheromones, but despite everything you'll see on the web, the evidence is really poor. And a lot of it goes back to a corporation which claimed we did and tried to make money from selling them.
If we have pheromones, they're probably important for an awful lot of things in our life, but we haven't identified them yet. And for the moment, if you're trying to work out whether a mate is suitable, it's more about the smell rather than pheromones.
And really, I think, get into conversation. Finding a potential partner is not only hard, it's complicated. And there are so many things that come into play. It's whether they make us laugh, whether we think they're attractive. You can even fall in love with a photo. And that's one reason that we love going to the movies.
So if you're looking for love, best to use all your senses, including your nose. Thanks, Tristram. Our next question is from Jonathan.
Is it technically possible for two planets to share the same orbit, as in exact polar opposites to each other and travelling at the same speed?
If you know the answer, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com. Find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.